I went there, and on the band on, there were a few people rolling around in jelly and things, you know, as was sort of David Gurr at the time. And it was at the Marquee, and there was this band called the Pink Floyd, and I remember still very graphically seeing them, because the thing which really infused me was I couldn't work out who was making the noise. You know, they were playing these very sort of routine songs, a lot of them. I mean, it was like Louis Louis and things, and then there would be this sort of section in the middle, which had absolutely nothing to do with what had been going on before or afterwards. And that was what really, I thought, oh, well, wow, Far Out, this is a Far Out rock group. You know, great, okay, well, this is what we need for our record label. Probably the first person to ask them to go onto a label. But it was obvious that what was needed was management, and in terms of just keeping it together, the day-to-day thing. I mean, you know, our record label wasn't really going to be much good for them. So all through that summer, the free school had been going on, and we'd also come to a conclusion that free school, what we needed to do was to raise some money. Well, the obvious way to raise money, people always want to think about raising money, always think of rock groups, you know, some benefits with rock groups seems to be like the first thing that people think about when they want to raise money. So I thought, well, you know, we'll do that. So we did a couple of gigs with the Floyd in the early autumn at All Saints Church Hall, which is now, I've just seen, been knocked down. We did a couple of gigs there. And Hoppy provided, Hoppy was very involved in it. He sort of had a lot to do with organising it. And we had some guys turned up with some psychedelic slides from America, you know, the bloppy ones. I don't think they had the moving ones, they were sort of steel, but anyway, that was all quite fantastic. We'd never seen anything like that, so that was terrific. So we stuck those up as well, and we had to have a screen, so we got a sort of sheet or something, you know, all very, you know, totally out to lunch. And that was terrific. So then my partner and I also then built some lights for the Floyd, which we didn't know anything about lights, so we went to the sort of local hardware shop and got some light switches, you know, like that, you know, on the wall, you know, had some of those and a few of those sort of those spotlights, those sort of seal beam spotlights had just started, so we got a few of those, and that was we started working on a lighting rig. Oh, we did a few gigs there, which sort of instantly took off. I mean, just extraordinarily, instantly took off. There was an immediate response. It was something different. It was in the right area.
Floyd's Astronomy Domine, the voice of Peter Jenner.